This morning, one of the longest-running programs on television comes to an end. The soap opera All My Children will have its final broadcast. Fans have been following the people of Pine Valley on ABC television Mondays through Fridays since 1970. All My Children, or as the fans say, AMC, will be replaced next week with a talk show about food called The Chew. The network says the new program is informative and authentic and centers on transformation, food, and lifestyle. It is also considerably cheaper for ABC to produce than a drama with lots of characters, sets, and writers. NPR's Linda Wertheimer talked with actress Susan Lucci, the soap opera's founding mother, about her 40-plus years with All My Children.
Susan Lucci is the most famous actress in daytime drama. She plays Erica Kane, and most of the action of All My Children swirls around Erica. When ABC decided to cancel All My Children, Susan Lucci was very unhappy about that decision and very angry. She wrote about it in the paperback version of her memoir.
I went through the whole range of human emotions of sadness and disbelief and some anger. Also, how it kind of messed with my sense of self-worth as a performer and my journey through that. And at the end of the day, as I say in the chapter, I'm filled with gratitude.
Erica Kane, Pine Valley, AMC have been huge in Susan Lucci's life. She stepped into the role when the program began, when Erica was a tempestuous 15-year-old girl.
I had just graduated from college the year before. I was 22.
I want to be special, and I'm going to be.
What you're going to be is miserable if you keep expecting everybody to fall in line with your ways.
Hey, are we having a hamburger or another attack on Erica?
Do you have to be the one that everybody likes best to make sure that they like you at all?
Yes.
I know the scene. It was with Chuck Tyler.
You began as you went on, I must say. Erica continued to be a character who always wanted to be the center of attention. Was it a good role for you?
Oh, I think Erica Kane was a spectacular role for any actress to play, and I felt so lucky to be the one who got to do it. So to find on the part of a 15-year-old girl that was that juicy and had that much potential, I really thought Erica Kane had the possibility to be a modern-day Scarlett O'Hara.
Erica gave Lucci lots of room to hone her craft. Agnes Nixon, who created the program and many other soaps, gave Erica lots to do. She had an abortion right after Roe v. Wade made that legal. When Nixon decided she wanted to write a gay character into the program, she said that character would have to be Erica's daughter because Erica was the most popular character on the program and Lucci could handle it. Susan Lucci says that the role she's played for 40 years was not exactly Sophie's choice, but it was pretty sensational.
You know, I got to do the romance and I got to do the ladies' room brawls and the knockdown dragouts and all of that. So I got to play a lot of range within that part.
Now, millions of people in this country feel that they are intimately acquainted with you and your life as Erica, and even your real life. But there are two things that even people who are not well acquainted know, and that would be Erica by the numbers. I would say the numbers would be 11 and 19. What is 19?
What a great way to ask that question. Thank you. 19, well, it has to do with the Emmy. On my 19th nomination, I did finally win the Emmy for Best Actress, and I was just so amazed to win and so thrilled to win. I loved being nominated, and I made no secret about that. It's really a rush to be nominated by your peers in the industry. But winning is the best. Winning is better.
The streak is over, Susan Lucci!
Lucci came to the stage and the audience kept clapping. Many of the people there were in tears, including her fellow nominees. Lucci held the Emmy in both hands, a white-knuckled death grip. Susan Lucci wanted that long-awaited moment to last.
Thank you so very much. I truly never believed that this would happen. I wasn't meant to get this award before tonight, because if I had, I wouldn't have that collection of poems and letters and drawings and balloons and chocolate cakes you made me all this time to make me feel better.
The other Erica Kane number, 11, represents the number of times that Erica has married. almost always in some breathtaking bridal gown that might make even Kate Middleton jealous. But Susan Lucci has been married to the same man for more than 40 years. She has two grown children. She's a grandmother. I asked her if her family had to explain to new friends, "My mom is not really like that."
When my daughter was about 5 years old, one summer day, she looked at me and she said, "Mommy, how do you act like Eric Kane?" And she tossed her little hair like Erica did. And I was just so thrilled that my daughter saw the difference. she knew there was a difference. That made me feel so happy.
When Erica and the denizens of Pine Valley take their final vows today, it may not be the final end. AMC may move to the web and Susan Lucci may move with it.
My heart is certainly there with Agnes Nixon, with all my children, with Erica Kane, with our incredibly passionate viewership, our fans. I would love to, and we are trying as we speak to work that out. I'm just waiting for a response at this moment.
Now on Monday, should you turn on the TV at the old familiar time slot, instead of All My Children, you'll get The Chew. And instead of soaps, you'll have salad.
Now here's another great little tip. To dress a salad, never pour the dressing right over top of your greens.
Linda Wertheimer, NPR News.
From NPR News, it's Morning Edition, which has only been going Monday through Friday since 1979. Our engineering supervisor is Kevin Langley. Our technical director is Arthur Halliday Laurent. Audio engineers include Vince Muse, Greg Gavin, Stacey Abbott, Kurt Stolniker, Dennis Nielsen, and Jerry Tennant with Theo Mondel at NPR West. Our executive producer is Madalika Kasika. The executive director of news programming is Alan McDonald. And the theme music was written by B.J. Lederman, arranged by Jim Pugh. I'm Steve Inskeep. Thank you.